WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station welcomes the Drake, Oklahoma, and DePaul women's basketball teams to town this weekend as the Aggies host the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament Friday through Sunday.
Just this women's basketball this week is going to be about $500,000 impact on the community.
Assistant Athletics Director Steve Miller during our show says hosting championships is a team effort both on campus and off campus.
We have built great facilities in this town. We have great hotels, restaurants, merchants, and everyone puts on a great show. They don't care if your shirt says Oklahoma or Drake on it. They welcome you to town and put on a great show, and the NCAA continues to want to send these events to our community.
DePaul and Oklahoma kick things off at 11 a.m. on Friday, followed by Texas A&M and Drake at 1:30. Visit 12thman.com to purchase tickets. A national issue that has also been addressed by state lawmakers involves free speech events on college campuses. When Texas A&M President Michael Young appeared at the last faculty Senate meeting, he said a legislative committee was gently asked not to add regulations. Young brought up three variables they already deal with. One involves how free speech events affect the operation of the campus.
It doesn't make sense to invite free speech and accommodate free speech in a way that otherwise disables us from having the speech that occurs normally on the campus in terms of the classrooms and the research and the other work that goes on.
Another variable is the cost to those putting on free speech events.
Florida estimated that, not counting what the state put into it, that in the event they had on their campus, the cost may have been in the $600,000 range. It's one thing to say $600,000 in a $3 billion budget is simply in the noise of it. We all understand when you start to say $600,000 two or three times a year, how many professors, how many additional sections, or how many full-ride scholarships, how many full-ride meal plans could I give for that kind of money?
And a third variable, which is a factor in the other two, is the safety of faculty, staff, and students. If you had the income to buy a second home, where would it be? The Texas A&M Real Estate Center is quoting a survey from a national publication that places Bryan College Station number 10 on the top hottest secondary home markets in the United States. The data from Smart Asset also ranks Lubbock as number 17. BCS was only one of three cities in the top 10 that were not near a beach, with Salisbury, Maryland, number 3, and Flagstaff, Arizona, number 8. Smart Asset determined the income of someone buying a second home is $197,000. That's compared to the income of someone buying a primary home of $74,000. The top city in the secondary home market is Ocean City, New Jersey. Three of the top 10 are from Florida, Hawaii, and Massachusetts are mentioned once. And the list also includes Myrtle Beach, North and South Carolina. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting ended with Nancy Berry congratulating Irma Colley on what Berry called Colley's decisive primary election victory last week.
81% is impressive no matter where you are.
That was one of three contested Brazos County Democratic primaries. Another was the House District 14 race, which was won by Josh Wilkinson after his opponent suspended his campaign, though the opponent's name was still on the ballot.
It was a calculated risk. I'm rested. And I'm not worn out, so I feel bad for my friends that had to go through this primary, a little more bruising than me. But I came out pretty well.
Wilkinson, who spent about $1,000 during the primary, saved the $750 filing fee by collecting signatures. The transgender bathroom bill is once again a hot topic of state lawmakers, as it's listed as one of the top barriers to attracting businesses to the state.
The report released by the State House Select Committee on Economic Competitiveness has targeted the transgender bathroom bill as holding the state back in business development. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is one who testified before the committee, saying legislation outlawing transgender-friendly bathroom policies would not attract companies like Amazon.
Coming to a state that has taken an extreme position, like the bathroom bill, which fortunately did not pass, that's a significant risk for them. That poses a challenge because it doesn't match up to their employee base.
Outgoing House Speaker Joe Strauss endorsed the report. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A record of almost $14,000 was raised this month for in-school food pantries and at-risk youth arts programs at the 6th annual Empty Bowls Junior Fundraiser. Arts Council CEO Chris Dyer says students and teachers from more than 25 schools in the Brazos Valley donated more than 1,000 homemade bowls.
We have everybody from Franklin to Bryan to private schools here to College Station. We have a lot of school districts covered. Navasota, you name it, we got it.
Those bowls were filled with soup that was donated by local restaurants. Monetary donations from more than 2,000 visitors are split between 5 food pantries and youth arts programs. And the city of College Station has announced a third street project during spring break week. The intersection of George Bush East and University Oaks will be closed today to fix a leaking water line. Meantime, Southwest Parkway at Welburn is still closed, as are some lanes on Rock Prairie near Longmire. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 43 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Are you tired of slow, bad internet? Well, there are amazing new internet plans from Viasat. Starfire, your local Viasat retailer, is excited to roll out brand new, super fast internet plans that are available no matter where you live. These are all new plans with up to 50 megabyte per second speeds. You may not know what that means, but believe me, it's fast. Give them a call at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788, and they'll explain everything. If you choose to order service, one of their local installation technicians will get you connected immediately. Starfire is a locally owned business operating right here in the Brazos Valley. Say goodbye to slow internet. Call them at 979-279-2788. That's Starfire, 979-279-2788. They're looking forward to hearing from you. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
March is National Social Work Month, a time to recognize the contributions of social workers in our lives. Social workers are an integral part of the services at Hospice Brazos Valley. Terminal illness brings complex problems besides the illness itself. Social workers walk alongside patients and families through their end-of-life journeys, guiding them through uncertainty and change, bringing them closer to new life, growth, and renewal. With the advent of spring, Hospice Brazos Valley can't think of a better time to honor the sacred profession of social work. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
High pressure stays in control. The pattern through tomorrow. We'll have sunshine today. Temperatures, they'll warm up to about 65 to 70 later this afternoon. Tonight, we look to be clear to partly cloudy. We should be down to about 45 to 50 overnight. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly sunny, and we turn milder. Highs near 75. Clouds increase tomorrow night. There may be a few showers, 60 to 65. Scattered showers along with the chance of a thunderstorm Friday, warm 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Still hanging in at 43 degrees.
Yeah,
man. It warmed up okay, though, yesterday.
Yeah, so. It did. It felt really nice in the sun.
Yep.
And is it supposed to be really nice today, too, right?
It is. Yep. Same thing today. Mm-hmm. And then we got a little chance of some rain coming in. But, you know, we're doing 80 for the last 2 days.
Yeah, keeps getting a little warmer.
So it'll be fine. Okay, so, I mean, we can't have a walkout in school today because we don't have any school.
We don't have school. Yeah.
So... And, you know, I don't know. I just think of it being older kids, but I'm not sure if that's the case. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, because they interviewed a woman on, you know, one of the Fox News alerts whose kid was in elementary school. And she was saying how she didn't necessarily want her child to participate in it. And I'm thinking, yeah, I don't want my six-year-old walking out of school for 17 minutes during the day.
Because they don't understand what we're talking about
here. And, I mean, are teachers chaperoning the walkout? Yeah. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Not sure. Well, so you can't celebrate that. And then, of course, today is Pi Day.
Mm-hmm. It's March 14th. That's 3.14, the first three digits in the mathematical constant we know as pi. Pi is the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter,
we know that.
3.14.
Yeah, yeah.
In honor of Pi Day, the Chicago Sun-Times says there will be some free rides on the centennial wheel, which is
what
one big
care?
Circle.
We're
not NASA has its Pi in the Sky math challenge online. Dozens of pizza places across the country are offering pizza pies.
Sure.
For just $3.14, and the meme you may see as many as 3.14 times today. Too much pie may give you a large circumference.
Isn't that funny?
Nerd jokes.
Yeah.
Nerds.
So, you know, unfortunately, we can't call the math department at any of the schools.
No.
Yeah, that stinks.
Because they're not open.
I bet they're upset about that, too.
You think maybe they've planned, they've all gotten together and decided to go eat some sort of round food today?
Maybe.
They could have done that, just, you know.
Sure.
And especially if it's just the teachers and staff, and they don't have to mess with the kids.
Yeah.
Could do that. According to a new survey, 55% of U.S. Americans say they're planning to celebrate Pi Day.
Okay.
Oh, they are not. 55%.
That's a lot.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
43% will celebrate by eating actual pie, that pizza or some other circular food.
Yeah, that's my game.
Yep. 16% will post on social media.
Oh, of course. That's celebrating.
In between all the Stephen Hawking quotes.
Survey also found 11% of people say they are math nerds. 2% of them have a pie tattoo.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
So, there.
Sure.
have a pie tattoo?
Yeah, they have a pie tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
I've seen one before. It's not that unusual, really. But
The symbol for pi kind of looks like it could be like a zodiac sign.
That's
or
right.
Something.
It does. It does look like that. It does. So anyway.
Oh man.
But we don't use that anymore. It's not part of our world.
Right? Yeah.
Because I mean, when's the last time you had to use pi?
Hey, did you see United Airlines back in the news for killing animals?
We have to talk about
this.
Yeah,
we
do. It's a puppy. I
know.
How does that happen? Flight attendant.
Feel?
That it's okay to have the dog carrier on the floor.
Well, the flight attendant later said she didn't know the dog was in the bag.
What does that mean?
Exactly. Why else would someone have a pet carrier? And the woman said, I was telling her that the dog was in the bag. The flight attendant continued to ask the passenger to put it up in the luggage bin above the overhead luggage bin.
Right.
She eventually complied. By the end of the flight, the dog was dead.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't be complying. You would have to, I would tick everybody else off on that plane, but I'd be like, look, you gotta have to stop and let me off because I'm not putting my dog in the overhead bin.
Yeah, at some point, it's really okay to question.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think is if she thought, okay, well, you know, maybe there's still enough air that gets up there, they'll be fine. First of all, what an awful way to die.
Yeah.
Was the dog not making any noises whatsoever?
No, apparently it was crying.
And then
it stopped because it stopped breathing.
Exactly right.
I just feel horrible.
I know, it is. And
it's so sad.
And
United Airlines has accepted full responsibility.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know
how much money they're going to get. And it was a French bulldog. Those dogs are not cheap.
No, they're not.
So, and then, of course, you know, suffering and pain and all of that jazz.
Yeah. It's not a
pretty big paycheck for this. No, and it's
not
a good look at all.
All right, so here we go. Top five lifestyle changes you should make before 40.
Okay.
So you got a little time, both of you, okay?
Yep.
All right, number five, stop isolating yourself. It's easy to stay home and do nothing now that everybody has high-speed internet and the big TV screen, but it can catch up with you.
Sure.
You need to socialize.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Figure out how to manage your stress.
Why is this only for people before 40?
I don't know, and you should be already working on that, I would think.
Yeah.
Too much is bad for you in more ways than one. It's impossible to avoid. It is impossible to avoid.
Sure.
Okay?
So you need to learn how to manage it.
Yeah.
Right.
Number three, start exercising.
Before you're 40?
That's what it says.
Yeah, you need to do that now.
Yeah.
Nah.
Zach?
Getting 30 to 45 minutes of exercise a day, one of the best things that you can do for your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that your workout schedule includes a warm-up and a cool-down, because you're stupid. We have to tell you that.
Correct.
My thought is you probably should already know.
Right, but...
More important, you know, again, this is an atypical town. We have a bunch of folks here who are under 25. Okay,
true.
So... Their lifestyles and the things that they do, a little bit different than a town of this size in Kentucky or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, stop pigging out. Portion control becomes important as you get older. Your metabolism slows down, so does everything else.
I can't eat like I did when I was 15.
Can't do
what?
That. That's right. So go out, get out of the habit of eating whatever you want, whenever you want. Pay attention to calories and only go visit the chocolate fountain once when you're at Golden Corral.
The chocolate fountain.
That's what you want to do.
Just stick your head underneath and just lap that up.
Have you ever thought about bringing a strainer and just dredging the bottom of
it? Oh,
ew.
Yeah. Get all the fudgy parts.
That'd make you not want to go there
what's
again.
What's in there?
Yeah, no, you really don't.
It's like draining the river on the river walk.
Exactly, yeah, the new adventure. Or, oh, look, there's a piece of styrofoam.
Our very own creek out in the parking lot out
yeah.
back.
Yeah, that
every time
that
it
too.
Floods and then it goes back down, you're like, oh, look.
Yeah, chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And finally, quit smoking. Mm. According to one source, it takes an average smoker between seven and ten tries to actually
guess
quit.
What wasn't on the list.
What?
Quit drinking.
That's right. That wasn't on there, so
keep
you can
it
do
up.
That.
Way one.
And well, he already had the story yesterday that beer is good for you in
yeah.
so many ways.
Yep.
So got that. All right, so Netflix knows that one of the biggest challenges facing parents these days is really hard to convince kids to watch TV. Huh?
Wait, what?
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, see, maybe not. But fortunately, they have come up with a genius way to incentivize children who otherwise would not have their heads buried in the screen. They recently started testing a new patches feature, which gives kids digital badges for watching Netflix. They can rack up accomplishments like watching every episode of Fuller House.
What?
Or binging on Skylanders Academy.
How is this good for
yeah.
children?
We were just talking about things that need to be corrected
yeah.
in your life
You're
to
right.
make it healthier and better. This is not one of them.
It
I would
basically
think.
Turns watching Netflix constantly into a game with little red locks that are shown on the collectible achievements
yeah.
until they are unlocked.
Go out and earn yourself some scout patches.
Yeah, do that.
Not some Netflix patches.
Yeah. At least when they had that whole Pokemon thing, the Pokemon Go deal, you were getting out and walking
yeah,
around. Granted,
true.
People were like getting in wrecks and stuff,
right.
but at least they were being physically active.
I agree.
And as you can hear, two people approaching the age of 30 say this is a really bad idea.
Yeah.
It's bad.
And there are parents out there who feel that way, and for their part, Netflix goes, we're just trying it out. It's not perfect.
I mean, I think
oh,
I'd be really good at
okay.
it if they made it for adults,
yeah.
but... That
but,
being said,
right.
I'm not saying it's good.
Not a good thing, really, at all, because it's bad enough that kids are sitting down binge watching.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's a parent saying to their child, "Leave me alone. I'm binge watching."
Right. Or talk about a new fight that you have to deal with. You know, hey, little Susie, let's get off the iPad. No, Mom, I'm one episode away
That's
from.
Right. I'll have my badge.
Badge.
I'll
yeah.
have my badge.
Little Susie sounds annoying.
She is. She's
watched,
awful.
I've watched every Bigger Than Us or whatever
right.
it's called. All right. So here we go. These are the most trusted, most liked companies and the least liked companies.
Okay.
And it's interesting because one of them, we don't really have, most of them are like Chick-fil-A or Tesla
oh, okay.
or Disney or that kind of thing. Now, that would be good, but Wegmans grocery store.
Oh, I love Wegmans.
See? See? Oh. And Zach and I are going, huh?
Right. Right.
What?
It's like the HEB of the Northeast.
I understand.
Wegmans is the best.
Well, anyhow, it's dangerous to fall in love with any brand because, after all, it could end up being a bad situation later on. They don't end up being nearly as wonderful as they used to be as time goes on.
Yeah.
But at least right now, Harris Interactive says Amazon is number one right now.
Okay.
But number two is Wegmans. Mm. Number three is Tesla. Number four is Chick-fil-A. Number five is Disney. Number six is the aforementioned HEB.
Ooh.
Number six in America.
Nice.
Yep. Then comes UPS, Publix grocery stores. Oh. Now, I find that interesting. There are three grocery stores in the top
yeah,
10.
Yeah, but think about it. People love yeah. their grocery right. store.
Oh, and here's another one, Aldi, which has just come
oh,
to town.
Oh, okay.
So you have four grocery stores in the top 10.
Yeah.
Aldi?
Yeah.
Is here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
They're across from the Eagle.
Yeah.
Off Briarcrest.
Right, in that where that grocery store
it used to be.
Yeah. Originally, it's
Apple Tree. And then it was Apple Tree.
Yeah, that's right. Then it was yeah. Apple Tree. That's how most people probably yeah. would know it. Most hated company is Takata. That's the Japanese auto parts company that made the defective airbag.
I was thinking the beer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Takate.
No, Takata. Yeah. And, okay. you know, after all, only 22 people have been killed so far with their airbags.
Oh,
so I
gosh.
Can see that.
Yeah.
The rest of the most hated companies out there, all very controversial.
Okay.
And most of them had major scandals last year, which would have something to do with it.
Enron.
The Wines. No, that's a little old. The Weinstein Company.
Yeah.
Equifax.
Okay.
Wells Fargo. The Trump Organization.
Just the okay.
Yeah, don't say.
Monsanto, BP, Experian, Goldman Sachs, and Halliburton.
Oh. What did BP do recently?
I don't think they've.
I mean, they just had
anything?
That little oil spill.
But,
that, in the...
but not recently. I yeah. mean, that was a while right. back, right?
People hang on to those kind of grudges,
yep.
let me tell you.
Exactly. You know, that's the other thing. So we're just talking about these things that you need to change in your life before you turn 40, so that's good. You know that we have midlife crises, right? That's something that happens as you get older.
Yeah. When can I look forward to that?
Well, you know, and we'll have a story.
Sooner
next,
than later.
In the next half hour, we'll have a story that apparently we're not even at a midlife crisis now.
Quarter life.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
We've got a quarter life crisis. So if you get a hush, if you get a chance to do that, know that you'll be ahead of the game.
All right.
That you can, at this age, have some sort of a crisis, which is a great justification for going and either buying a new car
Perfect.
Or getting a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
I feel like Chelsea's already had one of these.
What? Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rises Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals. Join us this week for our own David Guest with Home Instead, talking about their recent award. Eva Hutton is with us with Arbor Oaks. We're going to talk about the vitamins that you need. Be sure to tune in Sundays at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Broadcom formally abandoned its attempt to acquire rival chipmaker Qualcomm today. It's an official end to a months-long battle to land the technology industry's biggest ever deal. President Trump blocked it by executive order, citing national security risks. The German sportswear company Adidas says revenue jumped 19% in the fourth quarter. Adidas' retro sneakers have been a big hit with consumers and helped the company grab some market share off Nike. It predicts double-digit revenue growth for the year ahead as well, thanks to exceptional growth in China and the U.S. Today is National Pi Day, PI, for the math enthusiasts, and a number that makes you think of baked goods. Big brands like Whole Foods and Boston Market are offering discounts on pizzas, fresh pies, and other items, along with deals at independent pie purveyors. The Dow lost 171 points, the S&P shed 18, and the NASDAQ composite dropped 77. Futures are trending upward. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4218.
The most valuable thing a business owns is its brand reputation. Simply put, it's the foundation, what people think of the company. So who's on top? Kim Komando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. The brands that I'm going to tell you about are not necessarily the ones doing the most business. They're the ones that we respect and admire the most, according to the just-released annual Harris Poll Reputation Quotient Poll. Some of the names will surprise you. Within the top 10, UPS, the delivery service, is high up at number 7. Disney is 5th. But ranking even higher than Disney, and despite all the undeserved negative publicity over the past years, Americans love and respect Chick-fil-A at 4th place. Tesla's number 3. But wait, where's Apple and Google? Down to positions 28 and 29. And Facebook is at a troubling low 51. The number 1 spot goes to a company that's also among those doing the most business, and it's the most respected company in America. Amazon.com. I'm Kim Komando. The world of home security is a noisy place. There are so many different systems, each claiming to be the best. Hidden in all the confusing chatter are long-term contracts, expensive monthly fees, and then there's SimpliSafe, the security company with no long-term contract, no expensive fees, and no complex installation. This is why SimpliSafe is now the fastest-growing home security company in the country, protecting more than 2 million homes. And SimpliSafe is now even better with the all-new SimpliSafe system, with even more safeguards to protect against power outages, downed Wi-Fi, cut landlines, hammers, thugs, and everything in between. The all-new SimpliSafe is smaller, faster, and stronger than anything before. Virtually invisible, with powerful sensors so small you hardly notice them. But the bad guys will, and you still get the same low and honest price. 24/7 professional protection for your home and family for just $15 a month. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now to order your new system. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last Tuesday's primary election ended yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting.
Congratulations to Commissioner Cawley on her decisive primary election victory.
Commissioner Nancy Berry noted Irma Cawley received the Democratic nomination after receiving 81% of the primary vote. Another contested Democratic primary in Brazos County involved the winner having to wait for the voters to decide how to deal with an opponent who withdrew, but their name remained on the ballot. Josh Wilkinson won the Democratic primary for House District 14 after spending about $1,000.
I didn't see a big point in raising a whole bunch of money and spending it to get in a primary against another Democrat. So I kind of played it low key.
Wilkinson said he was able to save the $750 filing fee by collecting signatures. The Texas A&M women's basketball team is hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this weekend. Assistant Athletics Director Steve Miller, during our show, says one step in preparing Reed Arena as a host site involves placing logo stickers on the court.
They put them on a big pallet and a tube, and you have to unroll them and like put like books and things down to hold them flat. Because at some point, the installers have to like, you know, push those things and push, you know, get all the air bubbles
out. Do they have official installers? Or?
Well, no, we will hire some. We will spend some money locally to get someone to professionally do it because we like those NCAA letters to be straight.
Miller says women's basketball events this week will be about a $500,000 impact on the local community. The Aggies take on the 13 seed Drake at 1:30 p.m. Friday. Find tickets online at 12thman.com. One topic that has kept Texas A&M President Michael Young busy this year is dealing with how to handle future free speech events. Young told the Faculty Senate at its last meeting that he has been before state lawmakers and was scheduled to chair a committee of the American Association of Universities.
Presidents and some lawyers who are looking at this issue, how it affects universities and how we really work in the context of this kind of environment.
Young brought up one probability.
We certainly anticipate that, what did the Irish say, spring is the marching season. We anticipate that we will have more opportunities to address these kinds of issues going forward. And certainly we see it happening in other universities already. No reason to think that we will not have those same opportunities here.
Young told the Faculty Senate there are three variables that come into play with free speech events. They are campus safety, how free speech events affect daily operations, and the costs of the events. The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley has announced another record Empty Bowls Junior fundraiser.
We will award the proceeds from that event to in-school food pantries, which is a huge deal because a lot of kids go home hungry every week and their families do as well.
CEO Chris Dyer says five food pantries serving area schools will share almost $7,000. That's up from $5,500 last year. The fundraiser also supports Arts Council at-risk youth art programs. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 43 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here you are.
High pressure stays in control. The pattern through tomorrow, we'll have sunshine today. Temperatures, they'll warm up to about 65 to 70 later this afternoon. Tonight, we look to be clear to partly cloudy. We should be down to about 45 to 50 overnight. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly sunny, and we turn milder, highs near 75. Clouds increase tomorrow night. There may be a few showers, 60 to 65. Scattered showers along with the chance of a thunderstorm Friday, warm 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Wednesday, we visit with the mayors, and Mayor Carl Mooney's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Good. How many brackets you filling out?
I don't do that.
Oh, is that right?
No,
okay.
I stay away from it. But okay. I do like watching the Cinderella teams get that 3-point shot at the buzzer, some big guy who thought he was going all the way to the end.
Well, you know, speaking of big guys, of course, the guy's the coach now to Florida, but, you know, that guy from Stephen F. Austin who basically looked like a lumberjack. Zach, was that last year or 2 years
ago? It was a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember what his name was, but it's just great.
Walk-up.
I mean, yeah.
His older brother played here.
Oh, that's right. He did. I remember there was a connection there. Yeah.
Nathan.
Just, I like the idea of having a guy who looks like your mascot out there playing, you know? that's kind of fun. I don't know. Well, because I know that, you know, you were in athletic administration for a while. I thought you might do that. But you just like to sit back and watch.
Well, actually, when you're in athletics administration, the NCAA forbids you, I will put that in quotes,
from having any kind of interest
in that kind of thing. So.
We were just talking about that. The decals, Steve Miller was in yesterday talking about the decals that are going on the floor, but that's the least of what they have to do to make sure that the boys from Indianapolis are happy with us, right? Okay. So, all right. Well, let's turn our attention, first, I guess, to the city, but actually when it has to do with the county, because yesterday the county commissioners talked about putting together a regional mobility authority.
That's right.
That, as they start butting up against the cities, there are challenges that have to be met there.
Well, yeah, a regional mobility authority would be something new for this area. It's not unusual to see it. You have it in other communities where they've been faced with growth. And a good example of one place where a RMA would be beneficial is Highway 6 right outside your windows mm-hmm. here. As that continues to grow, what are we going to do? And for folks who are familiar with 290, as you go through Taylor, Elgin, and Maynard, out that way, you can see what's happened there. They've created a toll road of what used to be 290 and then put service roads on both sides. And we've got other places where that's going to happen. Fitch is eventually going to be like that. And if we were to have I-14 come along Highway 30, you could see where Fitch would be a natural area to make some changes. And we know that eventually it will change. The area that's grass now between the two roads that we think of as William mm-hmm. Fitch will actually be where William Fitch is. And the roads that we use today will become the service roads. But to be fair to everyone, if you make that kind of transition, you have to have service roads that don't have tolls or anything like that. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to do tolls or anything of that nature, but an RMA, although it is not a taxing authority, it can do things like creating increment zones or incentive zones, however you want to call it, or TERS. And you can that way utilize the profits that you gain through taxes for those properties to go towards the cost of those roadways that are immediately in front of them.
Well, but even if it separately is not a taxing entity, and of course we're talking the county's business, and they're going to have mm-hmm. to decide this, even though that might not independently being a taxing entity, it will have a desire to have tax money available to it to make improvements. So that money's going to have to come from someplace.
It would probably want to do that. The main thing about an RMA is, and this is going to be crucial to not just Bryan and College Station, but as we grow, the other outlying communities, to get everybody together at the same table. Because independently, we're not going to be as effective as we would be collectively.
You know, I see a second group has decided that they want to look at the old T-Bone high-speed rail system, which, gosh, that goes back a long way. I can remember former Councilman John Happ talking with me about that years ago. We were talking about getting things down to the Gulf Coast to maybe be put onto to ships and such. But the old T-Bone system, and that looks to actually have a stop in College Station. I guess you saw that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I participated in a number of those meetings years ago. And one of the attractions, of course, for us here in College Station is that it would have an actual College Station stop. It would not be as high speed because every time you stop, you're reducing
the longer the trip is going to be, right?
Exactly. So, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. The fact of the matter is, here you have two entities now that are looking seriously at bringing some type of passenger rail service, right? Whether you want to call it semi-high speed or actual high speed, to the Brazos Valley. We're going to be a part of that. And rather than keep fighting it, I think what we need to do as communities and counties is to get together and say, okay, how can we do this with the least disruption without taking away properties? I know Central Rail, for example, has gone to an elevated rail, which makes a lot of sense. That way you're not ending roads all of a sudden in the middle of mm-hmm. nowhere. You're not bisecting ranches and farms and so forth. But it's going to be a challenge for everybody to just acknowledge that despite the fact that a lot of us would like to still see things as we remember them back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, that is not going to be the case.
Yep.
We are just going to grow, and we can't put a Trumpian wall around the state of Texas.
A Trumpian wall. All right. So, well, and basically, you know, that's what I've got for this morning because it's kind of quiet. You do have, I know you have an annexation meeting that y'all are going to have, but you had your meeting last Monday, and then you'll have one beyond that. So anything else that's kind of on your radar screen?
Well, Sunday, going back to walk with the mayor.
Oh, okay.
Bringing that back online. And we'll be over in the Glen Haven area. Going to start right at the old location for Scott and White. Some people will joke with me and say, is it the Papados site? that remains to be seen.
That's right.
But there is a good parking lot there, so folks don't have to park on the street. And we'll make that stroll starting at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, it's going to be warm. This week's going to be a warm one.
It will. Yeah, I may have to wear shorts again.
Yeah, you'll be in the 80s, apparently. So, we'll look forward to that. And then I touch just a little bit on the annexation so people will know. It's various areas in the southern south of the city, but talk about that just
a minute. It is. There's about 65 acres at various spots along the way, and we have had non-annexation agreements with a number of these properties, but now the time has come when those agreements have come to a close, and in some cases the owners themselves have said, you know what, it's really in our best interest to be part of the city at this point, because then we get all the city services, and it makes our ability to sell our properties that much more attractive. That's going to be a challenge for us as we go down south or go to the west. Mm-hmm. And east a little bit. One of the things council is looking at, which is really a precursor to annexation, is extending its extraterritorial jurisdiction area to 5 miles. Right now it's at 3. And what that means is these are areas just outside the city's borders, but by identifying these as ETJs, it enables the city to talk to developers and such, and as they develop properties, to make certain that they are in compliance with the city's codes for building, roadways, infrastructure, et cetera, so that at some point in time, when those areas do become a formal part of the city isn't having to go in and completely rebuild roads, completely redo water and sewer lines and so forth. So it's going to be in our best interest, really, to take a good hard look at that. I don't see a downside to being in the ETJ. It also better defines our service areas for fire and particularly fire EMTs, which we already do because we have agreements with the volunteer areas down there, and we'll keep doing that kind of service.
And so folks understand, if I recall correctly, it's been, I don't know, 35 years ago that the city's kind of sat down and said, I got dibs. We're going to, if we expand on this side. So mm-hmm. if you ask, gosh, why aren't they expanding in this way? Those guidelines were already put in force decades ago.
Well, and for example, you know, to our northeast, we have an agreement with Bryan as far as what areas they'll mm-hmm. be able to have in their ETJ, because we do butt up. Our boundaries do butt up to each other. And that's been longstanding.
Yep, and so we built that. All right, well, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Enjoy the rest of your spring break this week. Okay. we visit with mayors on Wednesdays. That's Carl Mooney from the City College Station.
The community interview contains a political ad paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk, who thanks you for your support and reminds you to vote in the runoff election on May 22nd. There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to votemeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zorneman Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's about 12 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs, in just a minute. Yes, your quarter-life crisis could be right around the corner.
It's coming.
In the meantime, girl in Tennessee named Sydney Usselton recently tried to text her friend a photo. Oh, wait, stop, time out. Zach sent me the photo of Chelsea in
my dance in recital dance outfit. And I can tell you this year for the dance competition for Health for All, I'm wearing royal blue.
Oh.
Keeping it in the dance,
power colors.
Archives. Now,
years ago, we decided when we just started doing this interweb thing, how this was, we were going to have our own website and all that, and so it was when Jay was working here and Tom was working here, and we decided to go back and we got our school pictures.
Oh, nice.
And we put them on there because everybody else had their current pictures.
Oh,
so, Chelsea,
that's funny.
I'm just suggesting as you get closer to the event, you might ask the folks at Health for All if I can put that one on there.
I mean,
they may have rules, but, go with the cute. I mean, if you can go with cute.
Right.
Use that to get some money.
I may post it on our WTAW Facebook page.
Yeah.
So our listeners can at least be directed towards the cuteness.
But the thing is, because I went to that to look, and there were the pictures, and they're all current pictures
right,
of people.
Right.
I mean, but go in there and go for the cutesy thing. And you take that person who doesn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And they'll go, oh, that Chelsea Reber. I could.
That Reber girl.
And then
I'm doing well with fundraising, but my brother pointed out there's a few people in the field who could easily just write their own check and cover the difference.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep pushing that.
That's right. The people's candidate.
Right. The people's candidate. That's me.
All right. So anyway, so this girl in Tennessee, Sydney, recently tried to text her friend a photo of a dress that she was thinking of buying for her high school formal.
Okay.
But she accidentally sent it to the wrong number.
Uh-oh.
So another Tennessee resident named Tony Wood got it. And instead of ignoring it, he texted a photo back of his kids all giving the dress a big thumbs up.
Aw, that's cute.
It is. One of Sydney's friends ended up posting the screenshots back and forth on Twitter, and it went viral over the weekend. Well, when Tony found out that his kids in the picture were suddenly internet famous, he posted a shout-out to his 4-year-old son, Keisler.
Okay.
That's an interesting name.
It is an interesting name. He's one of Tony's 6 kids who wasn't in the photo because it turned out that he was at the clinic getting chemo.
Oh.
Hmm.
He's 4, okay?
Wow.
He's been battling leukemia. Tony just wanted to make sure that he felt included in this deal. But when somebody online found a GoFundMe page that Tony had created way back in 2015 to help pay for the treatments, that went viral. The original goal was to get $10,000. Not clear how much they've raised before all of this started, but right now they are at $40,000.
Very cool.
Yeah. Kind of a neat
That's
deal
awesome.
When that happens.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. It's the old midlife crisis cliche.
All right.
It's to, go out and, buy a sports car, get a tattoo, do whatever, it happens to be. But
get a new girlfriend.
Yeah, with a quarter life crisis, you can't really do that.
No, because I'm poor.
You got no money, right? You can't do this. And there are people who still live with their parents at their quarter life crisis. And we were talking a little earlier about dealing with stress. Well, if you don't have enough stress here's one more thing that you can say is developing stress in your life.
Okay.
60% of people between the ages of 25 and 35, 60%. Said they are in a quarter-life crisis right now.
But what defines a crisis?
Trouble.
You're just stressed out about your life, where you are in
it's
life.
It's just people being overly dramatic.
Right. Most everybody at that age has some sort of financial problems that you have to deal with or personal issues that you have to deal with.
When I think of midlife crisis, I think, they're fearful, they're getting older, so they do something to make them feel young again.
Okay.
So the quarter life crisis, you're fearful because you're poor, so what do you do?
Yeah, well, and that's relationship issues or not finding somebody to date is 25% of it. Okay. Not finding a good job, 26%. Hating your current job is 24%. So those are the things that they are stressing about.
Gotcha.
Not making enough money. 53% of millennials
the money.
Who said that they are in a quarter life crisis admit they currently spend more than they earn. Oh my God. 53% of millennials say that they spend more than they make. That means the credit card companies are getting rich. So they are depending on their parents or credit cards or both to rack up debt. Sometimes you have to postpone. You mm-hmm. can't buy that today. I know.
But if you're going through a quarter-life crisis, you want it. You
need it. Of course
you
do. But that's the whole deal, the idea that you have to actually postpone gratification. You can't get that right now. And I'm sure that more and more that's a problem for people who are aged 25 to 35.
Oh, yeah.
They've been given everything that they expected to have without having to do any work for it.
Right.
How many kids, you know, a long time ago when I first started my business, I was looking for, you know, kids to work mm-hmm. 5 days a week and a few hours a day. And it's a terrible thing to say, but I would base it on the car that they pulled up in.
Oh.
That was one of the things I would think about as I considered whether.
So if it was too nice.
You knew that this wasn't. And, you know, and A&M is unique in a lot of ways in that for a long time, a lot of kids came from little towns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They were the first ones in their family still to go to college.
Right.
I mean, a whole bunch of things that existed then that don't necessarily exist now. How many kids come to A&M that have never had a job?
Right.
How many kids come that
several,
have
I'm
never
sure.
had a job?
Several.
Oh, yeah.
And the number continues to go up. So having a crisis when you've never had a job means there's no cause and effect connection in your
right.
world.
Right. And how many are still not required to work in college?
Certainly. And they go, I don't have what I want because my parents won't give me the money
right.
for it.
Right.
Huh?
Yep.
Look at you judging a book based on its cover.
I know. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you should feel bad.
I know, but the reality of it, we all know people who are just exactly
oh, no.
like that. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Just go, hey, nice life.
30 okay. days, 100 trucks. It's the biggest truck month ever at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now is the time to save. We will not be undersold on any new Chevy Silverado. Choose from our largest truck inventory of the year. Every new truck, every new SUV, we will not be undersold during Truck Month. That includes online at TomLight.com. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Chevy, find new roads.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Bram, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, it's Pie Day, just so you know, in case you want to celebrate the
Pie Day.
That'll
pizza pie,
be
cherry
just,
pie.
Sure, be fine. So, in the meantime, a 1-year-old puppy is apparently all over the internet. His name is Yogi.
Okay.
Yogi.
A Shih Tzu poodle mix that apparently has strange human features.
Oh, yes, I have seen this. Yes.
That's weird.
The pooch kind of looks, it says here, looks like Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
When it makes Zach feel. but have you seen it?
Yeah,
I just Googled it. Yeah.
So my aunt and uncle have a dog, and I don't know exactly what kind of mix he is. He's bigger than this dog.
Okay.
But he's got old man eyes.
It's like the
he's
eyes.
Got, yeah, it's oh, human okay. eyes. It's weird.
And this puppy in particular, his eyes are lighter, and
okay.
just like the shape of them look more human
okay.
than a dog's like dark eyes
yeah.
or whatever.
It's like their dog is. I mean, it's kind of like a lighter
yeah.
gray, blue,
well, and they
hazel.
Kind of shave his face to make it look like he's got like a little beard.
Okay, so they kind of accentuate it.
Kind of, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, but someone did do a side-by-side of the dog and Zach Galifianakis, and it does look eerily similar.
All
right, going back to what we were just talking about, 14-year-old girl in West Vancouver in trouble after she stole her parents' credit card.
Oh.
To rent a house for a party.
Yeah.
Oh. When 200 people showed up.
Ooh.
And caused $20,000 in damage.
Oh,
nice.
Gosh.
14?
Aside from that, what could possibly go wrong, right?
Yeah, you hopefully William wouldn't hire her for your company back
yes.
in the day.
And, yeah, you're
she
right.
She probably had a really nice car.
Yeah,
she probably did, right. And, speaking of Canada, German flag accidentally flapped on Monday at the official welcoming of Belgium's king and queen.
Wrong
they
flag.
Put the wrong flag
wrong
up.
Flag.
Whoopsies.
The flag with horizontal stripes of red, black, and yellow mm-hmm. affixed to a tree On Belgium flag, the black, yellow, and red stripes are vertical. So aside
from
that. Yeah, oh. I know. Oh. Hey, Burger King has upped its game with the Bacon King. Have you heard about this?
No.
It has 2 quarter-pound patties.
Ooh.
And 8 slices of bacon.
Well, Zach is our investigative reporter when it comes to fast food.
I'll go to T-Bell and get the nacho fries, and then on my way back, I'll swing by Water.
We're doing 1,150 calories. 1,150 calories.
Oh, my God. That's it. That's all you can have, Zach.
Yeah. Before you add the fries and drink.
Ugh.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, 1,150 in that much.
Oh, no. Heck no. That's fine.
1,200 is like your daily dose.
Well.
1,200 calories?
Yeah.
Yes.
As opposed to 2,000?
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, it doesn't
matter. You're supposed to have 1,200?
That's whatever you want to do.
Oh, yeah. That's whatever you want to do.
Okay. Anyhow. So, fans of
the
Royal.
Burger.
Some dry chicken thing with nothing else on it. Oh, just the patty. Fans of the royal family now have the perfect beer to celebrate Meghan and Harry's vows in May. The Windsor and Eton Brewery, located 5 minutes from St. George Chapel in Windsor Castle, where the couple will get married, have created their own beer for the special occasion.
Dilly Dilly.
Yes, it is called the Windsor Knot. Oh, yes.
Oh, cute.
The brewery previously created special edition beers for Kate and Prince William's wedding back in 2011.
Nice.
And they called it Windsor Knot as well.
Oh.
They even craft beers in honor of William and Kate's children called Royal Cot and Royal Tot.
Would it kill him to be more original with the name?
Well, my thought is right. And is it on tap, or can you get like a rolling six pack?
Ooh, nice.
WTAW College Station.